So you have two options right now. You can either ask us the questions that you want to ask us, or I can tell you the funniest story you've ever heard
well,
in your life.
What do you reckon? I'm going to chuck these questions out.
Okay.
Go for it.
So ages ago, in 1998, there was an Ozfest in England at Milton Keynes Bowl. Korn were supposed to play on it, and Korn canceled, right? But it was like Ozzy and Slayer and Anthrax and Pantera and like all these crazy heavy bands. So Korn back out. They can't do the gig. So we get the call. Hey, will you guys fill in for Korn? We're like, oh my God, what, you're crazy. Like, we're not a metal band. We'll get killed. Like, there's no way. So we decided to do it. Yeah. So we get down there. We're totally terrified. We get to the gig. Pantera's playing, and they are the most shredding metal band you've ever seen. There's 60,000 people going f***ing bananas, and we got to go on after them. Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, this is nuts. So we go on, and I'm really nervous, and I look around the side of the stage, and as we're playing, I see all those guys from those bands watching us and singing the lyrics to our songs.
Oh, yeah?
And I'm like, this is amazing.
Cool.
So afterwards, we make friends with Pantera.
Cool.
Yeah, thanks, guys. So we make friends with Pantera. And, you know, they're just all about whiskey and boobs and whatever. It's like, yeah. So they give us their card. They have their own strip club. It's called the Clubhouse. It's outside of Dallas, Texas.
Of course they have their own strip club.
Of course. I mean, it's just what you do. So we're like, he's like, man, and they're from Texas. So like, anytime y'all are in Texas, man, you got to come down to the Clubhouse. It's great. And we're like, all right. So we'd finish the tour. And then I was living in Los Angeles at the time. And I was moving back to Virginia where I'm from. So I put all of my stuff in my house on a truck, and Taylor and I jumped in my truck and did this Dumb and Dumber drive across America, right? So we were so excited. But we were
really
basically
doing hair.
Yeah, this is 1998. We were basically like, we were routing our trip around like where our friends live and where the strip clubs are.
I've got the mental picture.
I saw my grandma.
Yeah, it was a real family trip. So the first day, we're like, whoa, we're doing it, man. We're really doing it. We'd stop in like Barstow. It's like 5 hours outside of LA to get gas. We get gas and we make it to Phoenix that night. We go to check into the hotel, and I had left my wallet on top of this gas tank in Barstow. I'm like, oh no, and I don't have credit cards or ID or anything like that. So I call my accountant, and I'm like, Ben, just send me a credit card. Like, I got nothing. So he FedExes one out. We keep driving, and I'm calling the Pantera guys. I'm like, all right, man, we're coming to the Clubhouse. We're going to be there like Tuesday night. And they're like, hell yeah, it's going to be great. So we make this 800-mile detour to get to the Clubhouse, to the strip club. We go out to dinner with Taylor's family. And they're like, all right, now we're going to go to the strip club. So we go out to the Clubhouse, and we get there. And I'm like, oh, this could be the best f***ing night of our lives. This is going to be amazing, man. So we get there, and we walk up. And the guy's like, could I see some ID, please? And I'm like, oh,
no, you don't have your wallet.
Yeah. Well, I lost my wallet on this trip. He's like, I can't let you in unless you got ID. I'm like, but we're friends with Pantera. He's like, everybody's friends with Pantera. I was like, oh my God. And we didn't get in.
No way.
We didn't get
oh
in,
my
man.
God.
I was like, what the
have you ever heard the song Smells Like Teen Spirit?
The guy's like, I'm
you
sorry, dude. I just
you,
can't let
you, know
you
I
in.
Am.
I can't do it. I can't do it, man. I was like, went back to the hotel. I was gutted. I was like, so anyway, so we finished that trip. And a side note, about 4 years ago, I was at this
is 10 years later.
This is at least 10 years later. I was like at this surf shop in Oxnard, California, just north of Los Angeles. And it was me and I think my daughter, and I was buying something. And the girl at the counter, she says, are you Dave Grohl? I said, yeah. And she said, did you lose your wallet in Barstow in 1998?
No.
And I said, yeah. She goes, that was my parents' gas station. I'm like, you're kidding me. She goes, no, they still have your wallet. And I gave her my address, and she sent me the wallet with everything in it from 1998.
That deserves a round
cash.
Of applause.
The end.
Seriously, that is awesome. Thank you, guys. Been a pleasure.
Thanks.
Cheers.
What a great chat.
Oh.
There's a good story,
that
hey?
That story just wasn't rock and roll enough for me. No,
strippers, whiskey, boobs, and Pantera.
At a strip club owned by Pantera. We've got to go. Can we do an OB from there?
Actually, that's a good idea.
Does it still exist? Let's go.
That's hilarious. There you go.
That was a great story from a great man and a very good interview from you, Jane.
Thank you.
To kick off what will be the first of many interviews.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
By the way, if you want to hear the full chat, because obviously that's been edited up, you can go to kennedymalloy.com on our website or on the podcast. We'll get more on for that for you as well.
So we'll do it.
Well done. Good chat.
We're happy to give us a call, 1-333-353. Tell us if there's anything you liked about that interview. Have you ever had something returned after so many years?
I know. Can you believe that? I love the fact they kept it, and it was all intact as well.
It makes my heart feel good.
I know.
It gives me so much strength.
See, there's good people in this world.
Modern crappy era.
Exactly.
Dave Grohl.
Exactly. Dave Grohl's wallet
return. Good stuff, everybody.